Hey guys, welcome back to Sneaker Junkie. This episode, we'll be discussing three different types of shoes and one brand collaboration that is sweeping all the trends. I be that pretty motherfucker. Harlem's what I'm repping. Tell my we gon' make it in a second. Never disrespect it. Plus I'm well connected with this that I imported. Just important as your president. Swagger. The first shoe we're going to be discussing this episode, Berkeley's going to tell you all about them. They're a pair of Air Force Ones. So what are they, Berkeley?
The Turbo Green Air Jordans have a nice leather base with a suede seafoam green top layer.
What do you think is your favorite thing about this shoe?
I'd say my favorite thing about this pair of shoes is probably the colorway. The seafoam green is one of my favorite colors. It's a nice mesh between blue and green. And I also like how it blends with the white secondary color.
Okay. So you're saying it's a nice colorway, you like it?
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything about the shoe you don't like or like have a problem with?
Since they're high top and they have a tight fit, they're really hard to get on.
Oh, okay. So would you recommend the buyers getting the shoe?
I think they are a very nice look, and yes, I recommend it.
Well, all right. There you have it, folks. That's your first shoe.
The next pair of shoes that we're going to be talking about today are the Adidas 4D Parleys. Parker, I know you have a pair of them, so why don't you tell me about them?
All right, well, I have a pair of the 1.0s. I have the all-white version as well. The heel cover on them really determines what type they are, and I have the light blue one, and that signifies that this shoe is actually made from all recycled material.
That's very interesting.
Yep, they're a clean, all-white shoe and very comfortable.
What's your favorite thing about them?
My favorite thing about them, I actually have a lot. I really like the shoe, but the sole is completely 3D printed. And they're probably just about one of the comfiest shoes I've ever owned. And they have a real nice look to them. Very sharp.
What's your least favorite thing about them?
You know, I don't really have too much things I can complain about the shoe with, but I would just say trying to keep them clean all the time. Since they're just bright white and they have a weird material to them, it's just kind of hard to keep it clean because it just picks up dirt so well. But I keep them clean for the most part. I really like these shoes. And I definitely recommend it to the listeners to go look out for these. They're kind of expensive, but they're definitely worth the buy and they're very trendy. Starting to see them a little bit of everywhere. Well, all right, guys, that was the first two shoes we're talking about. We're going to take a little break here, and we're going to come back and talk about the Nike Vapor Maxes, and then we're going to talk about that special brand that's been taking the market. We just count those big racks, whoa. I know I'm going to get my big back, whoa. I count all these racks that they have on me now. I'm going to have you like, whoa. Chanel number 9, Chanel number 5, but you got them both. Jumpin', them boys up to something. They just spent like 2 or 3 weeks out the country. Them boys up to something, they just not just bluffing. Jumpin', them boys up to something.
Hey guys, welcome back from the break. Now I'm going to be talking about the Nike VaporMax Flyknit 3s. I personally have these shoes, and there are some likes and dislikes I have about them. A like is that the Flyknit stretchiness fabric of the shoe makes it fit any type of foot, any size of foot, very easily. However, they look like they would be super comfy because they have a bubbly sole, but that's actually very deceiving because they're really hard on your feet. I wouldn't recommend these shoes if you're wanting to go work out or run in them, but they are nice looking for just outings.
Okay, listeners, the last thing I'm going to be talking about in today's episode is the brand Off-White. Off-White is making all these different collabs with all these different shoe brands, such as Nike, Adidas, and even Converse, and a lot more. However, I'm not really too sure why everyone wants to get these shoes. I personally am not a fan of them, but I think people just like having a designer shoe. And they also come with these big old shopping tags that are attached to all the shoes. However, they do have a couple of Nikes that look really sharp, and I would want to get them. But a lot of the shoes are overpriced. I've seen a couple of the Converse. They're not too bad looking. They're really bulky, though. They're like black, white, checkered pattern. So those are pretty cool. And I know a lot of rappers and other celebrities and athletes are wearing them, just supporting the brand. So if you're into designer shoes or just want to be like all trendy, I guess go and buy these shoes if you have the money to. But honestly, I don't think it's worth spending $300 for a pair of shoes that don't even look fabulous. But that's all I have to say about Off-White brand.
Thanks so much for tuning into our podcast this week.
And come back next week to see what shoes are trending next.